One of the challenges that we all have when we sit down to learn is how to stay focused, how to stay motivated, how do we stay engaged in our learning, even when things are hard, even when the Gemara is challenging, even when it's sometimes hard to stay completely involved in our learning. There's distractions. There's things at home, especially nowadays that we're home. And especially this year on Shavuos night when we're not in shul, when we're not surrounded by our friends, we're not surrounded by a loud Beis Medrash of people learning, you know, by all the nosh and the cheesecake and all the candy in the candy room where we can go take a break. How do we stay focused? What are we supposed to do to keep ourselves motivated? The first step in really staying motivated in our learning is to remember the basics, to remember that what we are learning is not just a discussion between Rav Meir, Rav Ashi, Rav Akiva. To remember back and forth is a discussion not only about technical details of a Gemara or what's shot in this pasuk, but rather to understand that we are experiencing a Gilui Shechina. We are experiencing Hashem talking to us. When we go through the Gemara, when we sit down to learn, we have to remember that we are experiencing literally a Maamid Har Sinai. We have to remember that when we sit down to learn, it's literally as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kiviyachol, is talking to us. The Gemara in Brachos asks, how do we know we need to say a Birchas HaTorah? The pasuk the Gemara brings is Kishem Hashem Ekra Hevu Godel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, then I will attribute greatness to it. Seems like a very odd pasuk. Why is that the pasuk for Birchas HaTorah? Why is that the pasuk that teaches me that I have to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah? The Ramban in his Hagdama to the Torah says that the entire Torah, every single letter, is the Shem Hashem. As my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael used to say, that Torah is God concentrate. When we sit down to learn Torah, it's as if we are literally speaking out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is found in every single word of Torah. When we can stop for a moment to think about that, when I sit down to learn, it's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it changes everything. It allows me to begin to think about, what am I doing here? What am I accomplishing? What am I focusing on? It changes everything. The Torah Tamima, in his Perush on Chumash, says that the pasuk that we say, that we normally would lane on Shavuos, of the first of the Seres HaDibros, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am Hashem, your God. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kof Bey says that Anochi is a notrikun. It's a combination, it's a shortened version of Ana Nahava Ksiva Yehavis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am giving you to myself in writing. Meaning that literally when the Torah itself is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Tumima says, you want to get to know Hashem? You want to understand what Hashem wants from us in this world? All you have to do is sit and open a Sefer, open the Gemara, open the Chumash, and that we'll see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem in writing. That's the goal. The goal is to be able to begin to perceive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us at every single moment. When we can begin to think about that, so it again reframes the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. There's machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is. According to the Rambam, it's like any other mitzvah, like any other bracha on a mitzvah, and therefore it's a derabanan. Just like I make a bracha on my tefillin, on my tzitzis, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, the goal of a bracha is to help us focus on the mitzvah. And therefore, Birchas HaTorah helps us focus that Hashem gave us this special mitzvah to get close to Him, to see Him, to recognize Him in this world. And that would be the goal of the Birchas HaTorah. However, the Ramban says in the Sefer, in his version of the Sefer HaMitzvos, Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha darabanan, rather, it's a bracha daraisa, similar to the other bracha daraisa, which is benching. And it says the Ramban, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hoda. And when I say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, I am thanking Hashem with all my might that I'm so privileged to learn his special Torah. I'm so privileged to be part of Klal Yisrael. I'm so privileged to spend time to recognize and hear the words, the direct message of the Creator to me. What am I doing with my life, and how am I accomplishing that? If we can go into Shavuos with that idea, with that concept, that I understand that I am literally experiencing Hashem's words, just like Klal Yisrael did so many thousands of years ago at Har Sinai. If we're able to have that in mind, then Mitzvah Hashem, this Shavuos, and every time we sit and learn Torah, it could be an incredibly life-changing experience. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, this Shavuos, like every time you learn, should always be a life-changing experience to have a true Kabbalah Satorah.